Hello, my name is Will Gomez, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And what state are you registered to vote?
Georgia.
Georgia. Okay, thank you. Just so we know, we have a variety of audience. If you don't mind me asking, what year were you born? Only the year.
2001.
Okay, thank you. Next question. I know still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you think you won't vote?
100% will vote.
Okay, thank you. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words and a small statement?
Inflation.
Inflation. Okay, thank you. Next question. Now, thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, you skipped that one?
I voted Trump.
Trump. Okay, thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options regardless of who you plan to vote for. Please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there's no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Donald Trump.
100%.
Joe Biden.
0.
0, thank you. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Donald Trump.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you strongly disagree? Somewhat disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay, thank you. Next. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay, thank you. Next. I'm going to read to you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly, Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Agree. Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who passed a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Next. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in 2024 election. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Oh, wow. Okay. Pupu. Vaya, vaya, pues.